Roland was nodding. Handed down from father to son. With barrels made from Arthur Eld's great sword Excalibur. Yes, that's also part of the prophecy, as he of course would know.
But now he's safe from them, has put himself beyond them. He is undead.
We have reason to believe that he's been shunted onto a balcony of the tower, Roland said. Undead or not, he never could have gained the top without some sigil of the Eld. Surely if he knew so much prophecy, then he knew that. Fimala was smiling grimly.
Aye, but has Horatio held the bridge in a story told in Susanna's world, so Los, the Crimson King, now holds the tower. He has found his way into its mouth, but cannot climb to the top, 'tis true. Yet while he holds it hard, neither can you. It seems old King Red wasn't entirely mad after all, Fimalo said. Crazy like a de fox, Fimalo added. He tapped his temple gravely and then burst out laughing. But if you go on, said Fimalo, you bring to him the sigils of the Eld he needs to gain possession of that which now holds him captive.
He'd have to take them from me first, Roland said, from us. He spoke without drama, as if merely commenting on the weather.
True, Fimalo agreed. But consider, Roland, you cannot kill him with them, but it is possible that he might be able to take them from you, for his mind is devious and his reach is long. If he were to do so, well, imagine a dead king and mad at the top of the Dark Tower, with a pair of the great old guns in his possession. He might rule from there, but I think that given his insanity, he'd choose to bring it down instead. Which he might be able to do, beams or no beams.
Fimalo studied them gravely from his place on the far side of the bridge.